Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to resume our studies of the seven I Ams of the book of Revelation. And today we wish to consider the sixth of those seven I Ams, and our text is found in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And we will notice, please, that the Lord, the context, gives the significance of the great I Am. He uses his divine title seven times in the book of Revelation as the great I Am, the one who lives in the eternal present, and the one who indeed is the greatest fact in all the universe, the great I Am. Now, we read in Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 and 13. And behold, I come quickly, the Lord is the speaker, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, the text here says that this is, indeed, the I Am of reward. And he does reward his people. Now, he does not reward us because we've worked for our salvation. We cannot work for our salvation. The poet has put it so wonderfully. I would not work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done, but I would work like any slave in love to God's dear Son. We don't work to be saved. We work because we are saved. The Lord did the work that is necessary to save us. He was a 100% Savior. When he went to the cross, assumed the responsibility for our sins, and died for them as if guilty, and God accepted his death for ours, and he becomes our Savior. But our Lord, in his marvelous grace, does reward us for what we do for him with a single eye to his glory. Now, even in his earthly ministry down here to his disciples, he told them and he warned them about the fact that those who serve the Lord are going to be rewarded. We read in chapter 19 of the book of the Gospel according to St. Luke these words. The Lord is just about to go to the cross. He realizes his time with the disciples is fleeting away. And he says there in verse 11, and as they heard these things, he added, and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, the place of his crucifixion, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful, in very little have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou over 5 cities. And then another came, saying, Lord, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. He did not occupy for his Lord till he came, and he lost his reward. It was given to the man with 10 pounds. Now, you and I are warned here by the Lord, and then there, of course, is another parable just exactly like this, the parable of the talents. There are a few distinguishing characteristics between the two, but we wouldn't touch upon them now. Sufficient to say that the Lord warned his disciples, I am going away, and I'm going to come back, and I want you to occupy for me till I come. And he gave them the means of grace that they could use to redound to his glory. Now, the Apostle Paul, in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, takes up this same truth as only Paul could do it, because of a divisions that had arisen at Corinth. We read in the book Corinthians, well, this is the first chapter, really, beginning at verse 11, the Apostle Paul says, for it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions or divisions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, or Peter, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? They had their heroes, and they were doting upon men. They weren't giving the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was just a servant by whom they had heard the word of God. The Spirit of God had brought them eternal life when they placed their faith in the Lord Jesus as having died for them on the cross. Paul didn't give them eternal life. Paul wasn't crucified for them. And they had their heroes. Now, they wanted their heroes to get credit. Now, the Apostle Paul takes up in the third chapter, and he says, they're going to get their credit. This is the way Paul puts it. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now this is a promise. Paul is writing by the inspiration of the Spirit. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You don't have to be concerned about rewarding your favorite preacher. And then he goes on to say in verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Notice the great diversity in the building materials. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Then he goes on, verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day? This is the day of Christ, when he rewards his own. The day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, incidentally the fire of his holiness, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, goes through the fire, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. And the Lord said in Revelation, my reward is with me, and I'm going to reward you to give to every man according as his work shall be. Now, here he goes on to say, if any man's work abide that he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Now, what do you think is going to be burned? The wood, the hay, and the stubble. What is the difference between these two building materials? I believe it's this. I believe the gold and the silver and the precious stones are those things that we do for the Lord out of love to him. Our motivation is love. Love for our Lord Jesus. And it is so valuable to him. Now, many people may not see what we're doing. The gold and the silver and the precious stones are small. A diamond of $1 million worth could be held in your hand, and it's out of the way. It's small, it's not easily seen, but it's precious to the Lord. Now the wood and the hay and the stubble, oh, what it makes, what a big pile it makes. I think that these things speak of the things that we do in our Christian service for our own aggrandizement. We want to be seen, we want to be known as successful in the work of the Lord. We want to be known as those that are really learned and that are a credit to the Lord. That's the way we would put it. But, you know, it does not go over with the Lord. He knows the motive of the heart. And the things that are done for our own aggrandizement in Christian circles to be seen, to be respected, to be credited, to be rewarded. If we want our reward down here, according to the Sermon on the Mount, we'll get it down here. But the Lord is the one that really rewards us at the judgment seat of Christ at the Bema. Now, we're told very plainly when this is going to happen. In the very next chapter, the fourth chapter, 1 Corinthians, we read in verse 4, the Apostle Paul speaking, for I know nothing against myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. The Lord is going to find something about each one of us that he can praise, because we did what we did out of love to him. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to sit on the bema. The judgment seat of Christ is the bema. It corresponds to the judge's stand at the Olympic Games. And he's going to judge us for what we have done for his glory. And the fire of his holiness is going to test, to see whether we have done what we have done for his glory. He's going to make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have glory of God. Now, there are many, many crowns to be won. There are five crowns mentioned in the scripture: the incorruptible crown, the athlete's crown, the crown of rejoicing, the soul winner's crown, the crown of righteousness, the warrior's crown, the crown of glory, the shepherd's crown, the crown of life, the martyr's crown. This is a study all by itself, which we couldn't attempt to reconcile to this short message today on the rewards of the great I Am. We just could not do it. But these crowns are going to be meted out at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, should we have to have this as a motivation to work for the Lord? I'll say this, that if our motivation is to earn the crown, we'll lose it. But if our motivation is to redound to his glory, to add to his glory, to magnify his glory, just because we love him, just because he died on the cross for us, just because we want to do something for the one who did so much for us when he died for us and now lives in heaven for us as our great high priest, when we do those things for him, we're going to be rewarded. And I don't think that we need to think about the reward at all as of now. Just serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our ambition. Because this, indeed, is the last time we're going to serve. The last opportunity, rather, that we're going to have to serve right now. This is the only time that we can do anything about it, that we can show the Lord by our lives how much we appreciate the fact that he loved us and died for us on the cross. Now is the time to serve the Lord. The rewards will come later. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will just indeed make us realize the words of our Lord Jesus when he says, "Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega." Help us to take this so seriously, we pray in his name. Amen.